Hey, bro. You ain't got enough game to be on this panel, okay? So you get to call us. You don't get a link, sir. You can't even get a bun. You don't get a link or anything, okay?
I mean, Chad, just think about it. It's June 30th.
It's exactly.
You can't even go outside. It's 10 o'clock. Because of some shit he did when he was 13.
I don't understand why they be making that shit up, man. All right, the lines are blowing up. Let's bring the calls in. Echo 619, what's your question, man?
What's going on, gang?
Hello?
Gangatron? Gangalanch?
Ganga. What's going on, 619?
Yo, so, basically, I'm moving to, like, a new country. And
all right, speak up a little bit, son. Son, speak up.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Turn up the bass. Yeah, turn up the bass.
It's as high as it can go.
Like, but sorry, you're sounding like this, and we can't understand you. Speak up.
Can you hear us?
Is this better now?
Is this better now?
Hello?
Oh, my God. No.
Sir, do you have on a fucking button-down shirt with a tie and a vest?
He got his
shirt
wrapped around his tie.
Nigga dressed like a ventriloquist dummy.
I don't have.
Wait,
I don't have microphones like you guys.
What is the question?
Sir, can you talk like a normal person, bro?
Come on, dog. Talk to us, man. What's
all right. Basically, I'm moving to a new country and a different culture, and I was wondering if you guys have, like, any advice on
what
being
culture?
Able to...
What country? So, okay, what does the culture got to do with you?
Just like, being able to talk to women differently
Can you speak Spanish?
I understand a little bit, but I can't really like.
All right, this is what I want you to do, Dweller. Look,
you got an opportunity to learn.
There's a little
every day.
I'm learning though.
Wait, Dweller, if you
though.
Listen, you please shut the fuck up. I got you, dog. They got these little things nowadays, and they got language things, and you talk to them. You talk in the thing, and they will repeat in the language that you're trying to speak in. So why don't you look at getting that until you learn it, okay?
All right.
Go get you a little Spanish girlfriend.
Yeah, we'll go get a Spanish girlfriend that speaks a little bit of English or some shit.
Gotcha.
Okay? All right, let your nuts drop, though, man. Come on. You sounded too soft in that shit, man. Let them nuts drop. 678, what's up, then 443? I don't say that shit. 678, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, y'all boys game?
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
All right, so other night, you know what I'm saying? I'd be at a little strip clubs, you feel me? So,
right,
I got
on?
A little bit number. Can y'all hear me?
At a strip club.
Got a good number at the strip club.
Yeah. So, happening, we'll talk to the bit. We vibing, right? She's a bad little girl. You hear me? So, I took that bitch to the back room. I was hitting that bit, you feel me? With the condom on. We were both drunk. So...
How old are you, man?
I'll be 21 next month.
Okay, hang the phone up because you're lying. Just hang up on us, okay? I don't want to hang up on you.
Oh, no.
Just hang the phone up. Okay, just hang the phone up, okay?
Hold on. Get to your point, though. You got a number and you fucked at the strip club.
I fucking hung up on that lying motherfucker. Let's bring it up. 443, what's your question, man?
Hey, Grand Theft Auto or some shit.
I know. That's where you got the stripper in Grand Theft Auto. Yeah,
he tells the part who's like, oh, yeah, I paid for it, man. I had $200 and
yeah.
She took it all, so now I'm trying to get it back.
Where's your question, 443? What's up, man? What's up, bro?
You can hear me?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what's good? Yo, so you feel me? I had this shorty, like, she in my DMs. She going crazy, like, she trying to fuck for real. You feel me what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, cool. Hey, we understand what you're saying. So go ahead and call her right now and tell her to come over your house and suck your dick. Go ahead and call her right now.
But listen, though.
No. We don't hear anything else. Call her right now. Tell her you want to get some head tonight. Go ahead.
All right. Now, let's show her how to get on your dick. Show her what she got to do to stay here.
I got a small dick.
Bro,
what
the fuck? All right, well, then. Bro, did we say calling and tell us about your fucking dick, nigga?
I hung up on it. He just bullshitting. Again, y'all ask questions, give you solutions. Y'all too chicken shit. 714, what's your question, man?
Hey, Steve and Ty, I just wanted to say get the likes up. Great show. And just toss me back in. I like to call up and
follow the Man Mindset on YouTube.com. Drop a like on the video if you're watching it right now. We've got 363 people on Steve and 730 on mine.
Yeah, so shout out to the dojo and shout out to the Man Mindset guy. 989, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hello, is that me?
Going once, going twice. Hello.
Yes, we can hear you, caller.
Can you hear me?
Last time I asked you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So I have a question.
Yes.
So.
What's going on, gang?
I have problems with getting to talk to women.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, Steve, what does the question start with?
I know. Who, what, where, how, and why. Do you understand the difference between
you made a statement.
Right, you made a statement. You don't have a question. So do you want to tell us
How do I get what?
No, you can say a statement. Just say you're going to say a statement and make the statement.
No.
Don't say you're going to say a question and make a statement. That's confusing.
How do you get what, caller?
How do I get to date with women? Because I don't.
Okay, are you talking to a woman right now?
I mean, not at the moment. I'm still.
Okay, first you got to get one then. You got to get one. We can't magically conjure one up, young man.
What should I hypothetically do when that situation comes to? Nah, bro, come on. It's not going to be complicated, Carl. All you got to do is tell her what it is, man. Tell her what you want to do when you want to do it. If that don't, our schedule don't line up, you find a better day to do it. That's it.
All right.
It's not rocket science, Brady.
All right. So are you okay, big guy? How old are you, man? How old are you?
Boy, pre-gaming.
19.
You're 19.
Well, here's
old.
The thing, like,
so
what will happen is I'll set up a time. I'll do all that.
Wait. Who you set up a time when you ain't got no girl? Who you set a time of? You ain't got no girl. So you lying.
Ain't got no motion. No.
No
side quest.
How do I get the girls is from online profiles.
Well, I'm saying that when they see your weird ass, okay, they don't see a man, okay? Like, okay, caller. What I want you to do is I just want you to count to 10, okay, when I tell you, okay? And magically, the game is going to spit out to everybody what you are based on how you count to 10. You ready? Count to 10, sir. Let's see what the game says about you. Count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
God damn it. It never lies. all right, caller. Good luck to you, man. We let the name caller in. All right, Eric Cole 678. What's up, big dog? What can we help you, brother? What's up?
Hello?
678, go on. Well, what's up? Hello, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy? What's going on?
What's going on, gang?
Hey, so long story short, I had this female. I met her one night. So, like, I took the
Yeah, the female he met one night.
Okay, you have her phone number?
Yeah.
I
nutted in her, but I didn't tell her though.
Bro, hang up.
Wait, why would someone even say something like that, man? That's terrible, man. Y'all are weird.
I should have let you cut them off, man. My bad, Steve. You see what I'm like, damn.
Can I do God's work? All right, 704, what's your question?
I tried to save a nigga. He said that bullshit.
I know that's what you're dealing with, them cupcake motherfuckers. Hey, 704, how can we help you, sir? 704 going once. 704 going twice. 704, goodbye. Eric Cole 470, you're up. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
This is me?
No.
I'm just asking because
I can hear the conversation.
No, you're not. My bad.
But now my question is, does it have to be relationship-wise?
No, what's your question?
Yeah,
I don't know. Real joke. My question is more towards the entrepreneur side. I'm a young man trying to build a brand on the Twitch side, so it's really a tie. So
wait, I don't have a business, motherfucker.
He's on Twitch. On Twitch.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to build a following on Twitch. I do the.
I'm sorry.
I do the shit on with like somewhat like Ty do. My question is, how do you find the videos to react to? Because that's where I'm fucking up at.
Well, you got to find the purpose of creating a video in order to know how to use the video when you're doing it.
Oh, no, my purpose of creating a video is to basically to keep it a buck. I'm a young man who at some point in my life had a hard time
to keep it a buck?
Just being confident.
Wait. You said
what is to keep it a buck?
You said you talk about confidence.
I said I was a young man at one point who had a hard time with confidence.
Okay, so what do you teach people?
Building my goal is to teach people to be more confident in who they are.
Teach me.
Basically, I
teach
also
me. Wait, caller, teach me. I have no confidence. Well, how are you going to teach me confidence?
If you ask me personally.
Could you do it without a video, without reacting to a video?
Come on, teach me. Show me confidence. Show me how you teach me confidence.
I bet. It'll really come down to where you lack your confidence in. Like, if you most men...
I'm scared to talk to girls.
The question is why?
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm scared of rejection. I'm scared of fear. I don't know what I'm doing. Scared of rejection. Scared of success. I just don't know what to say to a girl.
The first thing is, in my personal aspect, you got to know how to be confident, like, looking with your... You know how to talk to yourself, really. Like, and it sounds weird as hell to say it like that for me. Because, like I said, not really being put on the spot, not having no way to think about it, I don't know what the problem is.
I would quit your day. I wouldn't do that. If I were you, I wouldn't do the Twitch.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Brother, I got you because a motherfucker that have game don't talk like that. See, he's on the spot.
I'm not trying to teach game.
Yeah, because you just said I don't know how to do it. I need to think about it.
Listen, hold on.
I didn't say I'm not trying to teach game. I'm not. That's not what I said.
No. You said I don't know what to say. I need to think about it.
You need to think about it. So you need to quit.
I didn't mean it like that.
You said it. It don't matter what you meant.
I don't deny. Look, that's what I said. I don't deny what I said. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Well, that's how I interpreted it.
Slow down.
If I was you, I wouldn't do it.
Slow down. Oh, no.
I'm a stranger. I'm already leaving the video.
See, the thing is I'm not even asking you if you was me. That's why I really didn't send a direct question to you, and there's no real disrespect. I'm still learning.
How can you teach?
You said you asked me. The reason I even thought about teaching in an aspect of that aspect, you really won't know, is because people have told me I've been good at the whole advice, giving them, helping them lead the whoop.
They're lying to you, brother. I wouldn't listen to
that. Hold on. I'm not saying they didn't. Hold on, brother. Look. Rather, you feel like
it was just an opportunity to show that. It was just an opportunity to reflect
that. That's why I said, my thing is I'm not going to sit here and flex like one. I'm getting to talk to a nigga I really admire. So I am trying to think on my feet with how I present myself.
It's not about the admirer.
That's not what I said.
What comes after the number two?
What comes after number two is three.
Okay, see how fast you answer that shit?
And after that,
Wait. But you in your world, you say, well, I don't know yet. I'll let you know in a little while.
No, I didn't. That's why I said when I said those words out my mouth, I was speaking too fast.
Let me teach you something about why. Okay, let me tell you something about those that are real in the game and teaching confidence and guys like you. There is no mistakes. What you're saying. Listen to me, young man. I'm trying to educate you on this shit because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm trying to help you. Listen. I call it real time. There is no, I get it. I got to do it over. I didn't mean to say that. What I really meant. You can't do that in the game.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're saying I'm saying what I really meant. I said I acknowledge. Look, the thing is you say confidence in the way you speak. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the most nigga that can come off with on the phone. That's what I say.
No. You got to be. You got to be that motherfucker.
I do understand.
That's why I'm trying to help you because you ain't doing shit right.
I'm listening.
Because you
Okay, what would you?
Confidence should be, I am that motherfucker. I am that guy.
I am. That's what I'm. No, that's why I said. That's me acknowledging.
Bro, you
that,
have confidence, you don't misword shit. Tell me, count to five and misword that shit. Count to five and misword that shit. If you count to five, misword, count to five. This is what you gotta tell
Hold on. Hey,
Listen, here's the advice you give for how to deal and improve in that situation. Because if you're gonna you gonna keep it real. Steve puts you in a scenario. He's a stranger. He was a viewer. I have no confidence. I don't know how to talk to women. I don't know what to do. I don't have. Why don't you have confidence? You asked him that. You said you would have to figure out where it's coming from. He said because I don't know what to do and blah blah blah. And then what you defaulted on right there instead of providing what he was looking for, you said I don't know. I would have to think about it. You already lost the potential subscriber, follower, member.
I misworded, and I acknowledge my misword.
Oh, listen, but that was it. Listen, you don't get another chance, buddy.
Do you ever hear Tyler?
Oh, no, that's not what I said. There. I'm not asking for No, you're not. That's what I'm saying.
You said it, though. Whatever you meant, you said it.
Do you ever?
Put under pressure and the opportunity to show who you are. That's how you perform. Guess what you are. That's what you really need to learn going forward from that. You can't go back in time and change what you did.
Exactly. There you go. I acknowledge that, and that's what I'm saying. All right, promise up. I watch Ty. I watch you. You didn't say some shit on the stream, and then backtrack. And when I say backtrack, I'm not talking about
backtrack though. You couldn't answer the question in helping somebody.
That's why I said I was thinking, basically listening to what he's saying, and also thinking. That's why I said hold, and I slowed down. When I slowed down, and he said what he said, like
so I want to take a 2 second pause. That's all you need is a 2 second pause, and then you can answer for real, for real.
Yeah, because we're doing that right now.
Well, that's why I buy my own time with one word. Well,
no, that's why I said
it. Even if I even use that word. Well,
you said what?
Brother, listen. Here's the thing, big dog.
Oh my god.
Okay, here's the thing.
No, I'm listening. Hold up. I was listening to what you were saying. You were saying well, and then you.
When you're around wolves and sharks and shit, real motherfuckers that really actually teach real confidence and shit, you can't come in sidebar because they're gonna call your ass out on your fake ass shit, and you got to be prepared for that.
All right, look, that's the thing. I wasn't calling a sidebar. Look, the same way you thought you gentlemen are
doing. You keep saying what you wasn't, what you didn't. What are you doing?
It's not about the sidebar. To
answer your question, what I'm doing is the reason I called. Hold up, you asked me a question. To answer your question, what I'm doing. You said something. I bet. I don't mean to keep cutting off because every time you speak.
Hey, listen. I understand what you're trying to do. I'm saying
No. I'm about to tell you what I am doing. Hold on. There's a difference.
You're trying to teach people. That's why I said, hold on. I'm going to change up my wording. No, you can't. You have time to change up your words. You already said it already. You got to say
I acknowledge that. Look, brother, I'm not trying to argue and battle with you, what you're saying. I'm taking in what you're saying and absorbing it. Hold up. But you're also coming off combative. And what I'm talking about is you're trying to come off combative.
Then you and your feminine ass energy.
That's not what I said. I feel like you trying to come off combative. That's why
If you're going to go, I cannot go in a room, a medical room, with surgeons. And say, I know how to do heart surgery. Then they ask, what do you start first with?
That's the thing. Hold on. You will go in a medical room. Stop yourself right there, brother. Hold up. I've heard you out. Hear me out. You will go in a medical room and you tell a brother, you wouldn't tell a medical team that you know how to do heart surgery. No, you wouldn't. But you will go in a medical room and let them know you would like to observe to learn. You also will let them know you're in the process of putting in the work to do so. When I came onto the call, my brother,
My turn now. When you're in the process of work, again, just because you want to do some shit, my brother, doesn't mean you get to do shit. because in order to
exactly.
get
exactly, I'm not asking to.
They're
be,
going to
I'm not
test,
asking to do the medical stuff.
You. They're going to test you, and if you fail the
exactly.
test,
they're going to test
you.
They're going to ask
you
a question.
So you failed. You, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to save you from looking like a dumbass by doing a Twitch talking about confidence because your loser-ass friends think that you got confidence.
No, that's the thing. I don't say, and I'm not going to knock you on that end, but I'm also not going to let another man. Hold up. I'm not going to let – I respect your thoughts. That's why I called you. Hold up.
You don't respect me. I'm being real with you. I look,
and as I said, nigga, rather you keeping it real, brother, rather you keeping it real with me or not, I also not going
to – You want to know why Ty didn't have to say some shit? Because Ty stand on shit. You don't stand
oh, yeah,
on shit. You sitting around
hold up,
saying,
that's what I'm saying. Hold up. One,
I didn't mean to say that.
Hold up, brother. You're not going to speak on another man. That's the first thing. First thing first, brother. Because you hold up. Like I said.
I put my hand up, motherfucker. Shut your fucking ass up. I'm going to bring your bitch ass in. Shut your weak ass up, nigga. Now listen to me, motherfucker. We're trying to help your dumb ass. Get out of your weak-ass ego and your self-importance because you ain't shit. You can't sit with the gods on this panel. But the reason you can't sit with us because we are actually teaching the shit you're trying to learn that you don't even know about. So you want to sit here and try to tell us what you're trying to do when we tested you? You failed the fucking test. And what made it even worse, instead of being humble and saying, you're right, I did fuck up, so I got to learn a little bit more. What'd you do like a fucking woman? You're trying to...
I didn't really mean that. What I meant is,
So I'm going to bring his ass back in. But I'm going to let you talk, but listen, motherfucker. You talking to real motherfuckers with confidence. We don't have to play like we ain't got, and we don't need motherfuckers to tell us we got confidence because they already goddamn know, son. So what you got to say,
what
man?
What I called about. See, that's the thing. I'm not calling you about trying to build my confidence. I'm calling you about trying to build a brain. I didn't ask you about trying to fucking give me no advice
hey,
about confidence
listen,
about the whole aspect. I
let's say this a different word. You called in trying to work on how to build a brand. We put you in a scenario where if you are doing what you're going to be doing, these are how people are going to ask you questions and try to rely on your expertise, your knowledge, or your guidance. When put in a situation
exactly.
to get guidance, you said, hold on, give me a second, I need to think about it. But
hold
mind
on,
you, we didn't ask you about something
one,
random.
Right,
we didn't ask you about changing your oil in the car. We asked you based on something you mentioned. Hold on. We asked you based on something you mentioned you know about.
Yeah.
Call it. If I tell you I know about fasting or the benefits of fasting, like this, off the top of my head, I'm not going to say, well, give me a second to think about it. We're going to somebody can mention one of my videos, Allegory the Cave, the video on flirting, the video on cooking, off the top of my head as if I just rewatched the video or some shit.
Hold on, my nigga.
Freestyle.
I mean, my bad. I don't like to use that word. Like you said, Kyle, you said use the example. You asking about confidence. The reason I said the whole aspect is I don't know what a nigga. He said he has trouble with girls. One, if a nigga's heavy set, prime example. I do know. I look on that aspect. I look on a nigga working on himself first.
Listen,
he said,
you missing
my
the
first
point,
advice,
bro. You're missing the point. It's
no,
flying
no,
over your
no,
head.
No, I get the point. You said, hold on. The point you gave me, that's what I'm saying. I get the point you're giving me when you said the aspect of we asked you on something on the knowledge of how would you give a brother confidence. One, I'm not seeing, like, that's why I said when he asked me, he's like, I have trouble with girls. I'm like, all right, what's your trouble? I have a trouble talking to him. I get nervous. The question, that's why I said, the question is really, why are you getting
and he
nervous?
Told you.
What is your problem?
And he told you.
Then nigga said, I don't know how to talk to them. I'm like, nigga, I've never heard a nigga say he don't know how to, like, that's why I said the whole aspect of
but
when
you're
going to, like,
so,
when a nigga
so you see how you handled a situation that you were unfamiliar with?
Huh?
Now, guess what that
no,
person
that's
is going to do? They're going to look for the next guy who can actually help
you.
And you just lost the opportunity to build your brand. And you just lost an opportunity to build your brand.
Caller, you're trying to build
what?
A brand. Caller, you're trying to build a brand. You called in about a brand, okay? You called in about a brand. But
I really
problem,
called about the reaction.
Okay.
I said
okay.
the reaction videos and building confidence.
Okay. I understand that. Okay. But
so what do you think they're going to do after they watch the videos and say, oh, I like what this guy is saying. Let me talk to him one-on-one. Let me ask him a question.
You said, You say if my bad, I couldn't hear you. That's why I've been, like I said, I've been trying to avoid talking over niggas.
So you watch it, you make it, and it goes viral, and they come to you for advice. Now, in that same situation which Steve prepared you for, and you say that, what do you think they're gonna do after you say that? Do they say this is the guy that's gonna help me and change my life, or do they say this is the guy that can't? Based on how you responded in that situation. But I'm just saying, evaluation. Are they going to say to themselves, this is the guy, or are they going to say to themselves, this is not the guy?
Based off the answer I gave him in the beginning of the conversation, they're going to tell me, you are not the guy.
Correct.
That's realistic.
That's all we want you to say.
At the end of the day, hold on. At the end of the day, I acknowledge that the way I came off, the way I commented, the way I came off in the beginning of the whole conversation, it was literally, realistically, kind of nervous. Not sure what I wanted to conversate about.
You better not trip. You better not limp. You better not show that you're the slowest motherfucker in the pack.
The moment I show weakness, hold up. The moment I fucked up is the moment I say, one, I don't know. I already fucked up. I'm not going to sit here.
You couldn't stand on it. So
you couldn't even stand on it, bro.
When he said you fucked up, I said I fucked up. That's standing on my fuck up.
No, you didn't. You said that's not what I meant.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend. Hold on. I'm not going to sit here and pretend.
You got to explain it. That's not what I meant.
No, I stood on my fuck up. I said, I acknowledge I fucked up. I shouldn't have said what I said, and I shouldn't have worded the way I worded because that's not how I meant to word it. And I also made it very clear. Once your words come out of your mouth, you can...
Wait, caller, real quick. Let's just get rid of what you just said. Let's just take that off the board. You coming in this thing all nervous and shit shows that you should not be teaching confidence.
I didn't say I came in nervous. See, that's the thing. I said I came off nervous. I acknowledge I may have came off nervous on the way I said shit when the beginning of the conversation. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't, because the way he has already pointed out, bro, the moment I said that, y'all have already made it clear, I took the L.
That was my fuck up. Go ahead, figure it out, man. We're on the next call.
All right, Erico 904, what's up? We tried to help him. 904, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yo, hey, real quick, man. The answer to that question is how to build confidence. First things first, eat and poop just like you. Hey, look, shout out to Steve, Ty, XB Wavy tapping in, man. You know, I love what y'all doing.
Smooth YouTuber, man. Be out here talking to the women and all that. Put them in the videos and all that.
Brother? Hey, how you doing, brother?
Yes, sir, man. I just want to say I appreciate what y'all doing, man. Helping guys. And y'all go subscribe to the Man Mindset Taekwondo. Y'all stay wavy, man. Shout out to y'all.
Thanks be wavy, Chester.
Wait, wait, wait. See that confidence right there, motherfucker? Y'all see that shit? The motherfucker wasn't nervous. He called up, was just straight. He didn't stutter. Can't say anything. That's gay.
Kinda, sorta. Like I kinda was. None of that shit.
Yes. All right, 980. Let's bring in 980. 980, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, sir. How are you? How can we help you?
Yeah, so I'm a 16-year-old and I just got out of school, and I'm having trouble
as a
16-year-old trying to find girls to talk to when I'm not in school, and
bro, you graduated 2 years younger than most people graduate, and the first thing you want to get at is some pussy.
No, I'm not graduated. I got out of school. By what I mean by that is I finished my junior year, and now I'm going to my senior year.
So, young man, do you understand there's women outside your door? You know, do you ever go to the mall, movie theaters?
I'm about to say, when y'all make this up, how do I not see women in school? How do you not see women?
Yeah, how do you not see women at all?
Well, there's what I mean by that is...
What about this? What state do you live in? What state? Not city, or you know what I'm saying? What state do you live in?
North Carolina.
Ooh, ass at
Oh, hold on. Watch this. Watch this.
Oh, North Carolina.
Men versus women population in North Carolina.
Woo.
Let me see.
Breathe it all.
It's 51.4% female persons.
Wow.
You have a 50% chance to run into a woman by walking outside. You telling me you can't run into a woman?
I mean, no, you're right. I have a job right now, and like, I have some coworkers. I be talking to them.
All the time, right?
But you know, it's more readily available for you when you're in school, and you can, like, every corner you see a girl you're interested in, you go talk to her.
So wait, you go to school with just guys?
No, I go with girls too.
But then, how do you not run into women at your school?
No, I said I do.
He was saying
he's
out of school. He didn't know how to get women outside of school. But, Carla, there's always an opportunity. Carla, you can run into a woman by getting on the bus to work.
Dude, you're everywhere, man. Wait, let me cut. Where are you going to meet women? Are you going anywhere out of your house? Do you go places?
I mean, no, I don't. I'm not really, like, I don't go out a lot and stuff like that.
Okay, right now, you have a job.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's, like, a world code.
How do you expect to meet women at your house?
Yeah, no, you're right. But, like, what I mean is in a sense of, like, using more social media, even though I don't like to use social media. I like talking to girls in real, like, IRL.
I use and depend on social media to get women?
No, I didn't say you were. I said, like, just in general, like, what would y'all recommend doing for me to find more opportunities, see more girls to go?
Call it. That's not the problem. Social media, women are not the problem. Places are not the problem. You're the problem because you're not doing anything. You're trying to run and hide behind social media. Why don't you get off your lazy ass and go out your damn door? Why don't you, it's Saturday. Yeah, 4th of July is about to drop. There's going to be nothing but 4th of July get-togethers and gatherings. Why aren't you going to do anything? And all for my and all my man mindset aficionados, we will have a special 4th of July show where I'm going to tell you places to go and even, you know, those special places. We can't say on Ty's thing, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So, caller, back to you. So, why can't you go out of your house?
Okay, so for work, I go out my house, and, you know, my parents are, like, not really the open type. They're kind of strict, and, you know, I can't just tell them.
What you mean you can't tell them? You can't tell them you're going out?
No, I mean, they like me to – they're foreign. We're from a different country, so they like me to hang out with my friends that are –
Why do you keep using excuses, bro? I know plenty of foreign people who have jobs who get bitches at the age 16, bro. Why are you hiding behind so many excuses?
No, what I mean is, like, when I go out or something like that, and I don't go out a lot. Y'all are right. I mean, like, I don't really go out a lot.
Hey, Pops, I'm going to get some pussy. Pops, I'm going out. I'm going hunting today, Pops. Oh, good job, son. That's my boy. Your dad doesn't do that?
Oh, I got caught sneaking women in the crib. My pop asked me, was she at least cute?
No, man, I understand y'all completely.
No, you don't understand, so I'm asking you, why can't you say, Dad, I'm going out.
What she look like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why don't you go out to, hey, boy, you better wear the rubbers. That's how your pops be, boy, you better wear the rubbers. That's how your dad's be like, that's my son, yeah, get it, son.
No, my dad's not like that, but, I mean, well, I
then
guess
why don't you, then why don't you nut up and say, Dad, I'm going out, I'll be back. Where you going? Oh, I'm just going out to see if I can meet some women. And if they say, what, Dad, you can't keep me here forever. I need to learn how to do this. I need to learn. That's how you nut the fuck up, caller. But here's a question. Even if you get somebody online, how the fuck are you going to get out of the house if you can't get mommy and daddy's permission? She'll be like,
yeah, you're right, man.
You say, well, hold on. You want me to come over here? Hold on.
Caller, guess what? You know, guess what you'll be, caller? You'll be like the guy who called in earlier who said he's 17 and he can't even go outside at 9 p.m. It's June 30th. It's the summer just started. He can't even go outside at 9 p.m. He's 17 years old. You'll be like him.
He can't knock on Susie's door.
All right, man. No, I understand. Yeah, I need to get out more. I mean, it's just right now I'm focusing on like day trading. I'm learning
stand
how
up
to
as
like
a man,
day
man. Dude, communicate, be direct, be clear. See, chat, what y'all don't realize is we don't be just telling y'all to just do this with women. You got to do this with all aspects of your life, even with your parents. Your parents got to know.
Yeah.
Call it. Listen, I respect my parents to the fullest, but they know there's certain things they can't stop me from doing.
Yeah. Mom, Dad.
So the best thing they could do is give me advice on how to do it.
Yep.
Be safe. You know what I'm saying? Be careful if you're doing this. It's not don't do that, because I'm going to do what I want.
Do you drive, caller? Do you drive?
Yeah, I do drive, yeah. I don't have a car, but I drive.
Dad, let me buy the car tonight because I want to go out to the movies and meet some women, and then tomorrow I want to go to the mall and try to meet some girls. See, it's that. Pops, I want to go out. Let me borrow the car. And if your daddy says no, say, okay, I'll be all right. I'm going to holler at you later. I'm going to go take the bus. I'll be back later on tonight. Can you say that to your parents?
Yeah, man. Okay. I'll start being more.
Man, hang up. Never mind, dog. Don't do it, dog.
So what are you – all right, call it. So if you don't, then what are you going to do?
Did y'all not hear
what
me? I didn't say I won't.
What's the other option?
Excuse me. Can you say the question again?
What's the other option?
I said – right, what's the other option? If it's not doing what you want and at least telling your parents what you're going to do, what's the other option? Continue to be 8 years
right.
old?
I said you were
See,
right.
Oh, I'm saying, are you going to continue to be 6 years old for the rest of your life?
You know how many times you know when my dad would hide when he came home? Because he knew the first thing I was going to ask is for the car. Because I'm going to give me some ass, Pops. That's where I'm going. and Dad.
Okay,
you
when you ask him for the car, where would you go?
Wherever the fuck I want to go.
Oh my God, you asking the wrong fucking questions, nigga. Cause you on square one trying to get to square 78 or something.
Yeah, dog. So listen, dog. Just
you don't even have the heart to tell him you about to go do something,
yeah.
And then you'll call him when you like whatever.
Yeah,
however you even negotiated with your parents. Listen, I'm gonna be over such and such, and you know what I'm saying, I'll call you when I get there, and I'm gonna call you when I'm on my way back. Or however you discuss and negotiate your situation.
Dad, you know, hey, Dad, I need to borrow a few dollars. I don't get paid yet, but give me a few bucks. I need to get some rubbers. Can't talk to your old man like that way, 9-0?
No, I can. And y'all are right.
You got it. Listen. You got it. There's got to be a time where you got to break and sever that fucking umbilical cord and stop letting your parents baby your ass. Because you're a few years away. You're 1 year away from getting your ass ate the fuck up. So it's time to say, look, I need to start getting out, driving. I need to get the fuck out of the house. Let me get out of the house. Go to a fucking movie and be fine. Go by yourself. Go to the mall and eat some mall food or some shit and walk around and buy some of them cake-ass cookies and shit or whatever.
I bet.
Yeah, you know, all right, cool. Just do that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay? All right, we're going to grab another call. All right, good luck to you, young man. All
right, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I remember when I was 16, man. I was all over the fucking place. 510, what's your question?
Hello, Steve. Hello, Ty. Thanks
yes.
for taking my call. And, yeah, I appreciate everything y'all do. So my question is, how can I, like, authentically express, like, my joy when I'm happy while also keeping my defenses up in terms of staying on my square and
Sir, nah, first of all, you don't have a
respect.
Square. Why do you say you have a
yeah,
square?
You're
when
right.
You don't,
you're right.
Please don't say you have one. No,
yeah.
You don't have no square. So what do you mean express your joy when you're happy? Who are you trying to express the joy
like,
to?
So I feel like what happens is whenever I'm feeling good, I'll tend to let things slide more. Or
with
like
who?
Not even consciously with anyone.
What?
Just like disrespect.
Well, you damn sure ain't got no standard then, man. You ain't got no standard, brother.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, I don't consistently have a standard. I'll agree to that.
But a man consistently has one. A man never loses standard.
Yeah, you sound like a thot, bro. When you're feeling good, you might give up some ass. That's how you sound, bro.
Yeah. But okay.
The right thing to you, man. We'll give you do whatever you, right?
Yeah, man. Come on, brother.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
unless you write up with some bread or something.
Not do that.
Well,
because you're right. That's my problem.
Hey, no, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Just listen to me, young man. You just got to create a standard. And that standard is this is my boundary. This is my end is your beginning. This is my line, and you cannot cross this line, okay? If you cross this line, this is what I'm going to do, whether I'm happy or sad or indifferent, okay? Because if my Cowboys win, you still can't cross my boundaries. And if they lose, you damn sure can't cross my boundaries. But what do I have in common? You can't cross my boundaries. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. So it shouldn't be the boundaries or your lines of respect and tolerance that should be changing. If anything, it should be your likeliness to say yes or no about something. And I'm talking about maybe something small, not something that is on a level of self-respect. I'm going to let that slide because I was in a good mood. If it was not worth upholding, then you should never let it slide, good mood or bad mood. What is the mood to be walked over? What is the mood to be disrespected?
I mean, I guess there isn't one, but...
Exactly. It doesn't depend on your mood. It depends on you upholding your boundaries.
Okay, caller.
Should I switch? I switch quickly out of a move. Hold on. I play a lot of games, but that ain't one of them.
Exactly. It's one of them. Right. All right, 510, we'll throw you back in. Let's get to the next call. Calls are blowing up. Eric code 260, then 605 next. Let's go 260. How can we help you, 260?
This me?
Yes, sir. It's you, sir.
Good again.
All right. You want me to get straight to the question or just give you backstory real quick?
No. Wait, tell us about season 5 of... Fanboy and Chum Chum, right, before you get into it.
So I'm asking, like, how do you just be, like, consistent? Because, like...
With what?
All right, I just got out of school, right? I'm trying to start YouTube.
Consistent with what?
I'm trying to start YouTube, and I'm consistent with a bunch of stuff, but, like, I know once it comes to stuff like that...
How do YouTube on what, sir? On what?
Partying.
Party.
Wait, you want to do a YouTube on party?
No. Like, just... Wait, do you want to know what type of video?
So you don't know. That's why you can't be consistent. This is exactly why you can't be consistent right here. This answer. This is your answer.
Yeah. Don't do that shit, bro. If I do something else. Go cut some grass or some shit.
What?
You're just not consistent. Listen. You don't want it, dog. It's just a fantasy and a daydream, brother.
And you don't even know what you want.
Yeah, you don't even know what you want, brother.
Yeah, I know what I want to do on this.
It took one or two questions, and you already was stuck.
You don't know what you want, dog. We just asked.
I just couldn't hear.
What? Okay, what are you?
I couldn't hear.
You couldn't hear. So what are you doing your YouTube on? What is it on?
I'm just trying to put out game videos, you know. Just
video game videos?
Yeah.
Okay, what games?
Like, all the games I play.
Give me one game.
2K.
All right, 2K basketball, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about the homework you did on those that have 2K videos. Have you done your homework?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me what they're doing that you are not doing.
In order to run successful pages.
I haven't started YouTube yet.
Carly, you say you didn't what?
I haven't started yet. I'm asking how to be consistent and getting stuff out.
Yo, listen, Steven, this is really, they be thinking we be roasting, not giving advice. Carly, that was a great question right there. You make videos doing this. There are already people who are successful doing what you say you want to do, and you aren't studying them?
You're not studying them at all?
Yeah, you're right.
So then you don't want to do this shit, then, dog. This is not
So you're not even intentionally trying to improve your craft.
Yeah. But, Ty, I got another question for you real quick.
Dog, answer the fucking first question and stop running from that shit.
Wait.
Todd. What did he answer the question?
Why don't you answer the fucking first question, dog?
What's the first question?
You know I'm hanging up.
Now, did you... Wait. Hold on. Did you say you wanted to do this channel today? Like 2 hours ago?
No, not today. Like soon. I said I wanted to
do it. No. I'm saying how long did you say you wanted to do it? How long has it been since you knew you wanted to do it?
Like start of summer, like a month ago.
And you have not even...
You don't want to... Dude, how old are you?
How many videos have you dropped since the month ago of you knowing it?
Zero.
Videos on my own channel, none, but me and my friends have our own separate channel. We drop some.
Fuck your friends.
Oh, hold on. So zero. You knew you wanted it for
zero.
A month. You haven't even started preparing or learning how to be successful doing it. You haven't started putting content out there, creating it, or play. So what have you been doing in the last month that has contributed to what you said you wanted when you joined this call?
I've been watching YouTubers, how they please the camera.
Then answer my question. If you watch
Are they successful because they move the camera a certain way? Is that what you said?
No, I'm talking like how they speak to the camera, how they, like.
All right, call.
Are they successful because of how they speak to the camera?
No.
Or is it a combination
how they keep the audience entertained, how they keep the audience entertained.
Let's catch this. Is it a combination of things?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at one aspect of why they're successful?
And you're missing
the biggest point. I was just giving an example of one.
But, caller, you're missing the biggest point. What is the bigger point versus how they talk? What is the most important point?
The most important point?
More than how they talk. Dude, come the fuck on, dog. How much time do they put in to uploading fucking videos, dumbass?
Every other day, every other week.
And why aren't you doing it every day?
Carla, catch this. One of the biggest people on Twitch right now is live. You know how long he's been live today?
No.
4 hours. Yesterday he was live for 22 hours. The day before that, he was live for 20 hours. The day before that, it was 6.5. 2 days before that, it was 21 hours. Now, if I compare him to one of the least successful people, or a matter of fact, let's go to Speed Streams on YouTube, right? Let me just make a point here. Speed was live earlier today, 4 hours ago. He was live yesterday. He was live the day before that. He was live the day before that. He was live twice the day before that. He was live the day before that. Took a day break and then was live the day before that. And then 2 days later, he was also live again. And I asked you, and each of these videos are posted, the same with the biggest person on Twitch I just mentioned. And you tell me it's been a month and you uploaded zero videos. But the biggest people are outworking you.
Even the smallest people, just don't do this. This ain't your thing, dog. Just go flip some burgers, buddy.
Bro. All right, guys. Next question.
Please ask second.
Don't put too much salt on my fries, man.
Yeah. All right. Next question, Dweller. Right. What's up? Hurry up. What's up?
All right, because this one for Ty, because, like, he's just, like, got out of school. He is in school most recently. Like, how do you be consistent in getting, like, good grades? Because I know your grades were, like, A1.
Is this really a question?
Yes.
Wait. You're asking about study? Well, I did that too.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Think Steve wasn't getting good grades, bro?
Yeah, it's like just being consistent doing it.
But you.
Let me tell you, it's the same. I'm telling you, it's the same reason that you might not have gotten good grades. Is the same reason why you have dropped zero videos. Work. What are you doing to get what you want? It's that simple. What are you doing to get what you want? Not what you're thinking about, but what are you doing? What actions are you taking? Nothing works but work.
It works for work. All right, caller. We got to grab these other calls, man. We got.
I don't give a fuck about a plan. I don't give a fuck about a thought, an explanation. What are you doing?
You ain't doing shit. You don't want. You lazy as fuck.
I mean, chat, listen, look at it. We did ask, and we said, all right, so are you studying the successful big YouTubers who are doing what you're doing in the game that you're trying to do it? No. All right, well, how long have you said you wanted this? Oh, about a month now. How many views have you uploaded in that month? Well, zero amount. So what's the difference between, Steve, if I ask, what's the difference between him and somebody who doesn't want his goal? What is it?
Right.
I mean, I was going to say nothing because they both have done nothing towards the goal.
Yes, nothing but excuses. All he's been giving is excuses. That's what you've been giving, great excuses. So this ain't for you, big guy, okay? So remember, not too much salt on the fries, okay, buddy? All right, we'll throw you back.
I mean, the least you could be doing is uploading to zero views.
He ain't even studying.
Even if it's you streaming it to one viewer or two viewers or 6-7 hours, at least you're doing something. At least you're uploading. You're getting 10 views or not.
Hey, caller, let me give you an example, 260. Even after we get done with this four-hour show, I'm going to do a show for my UK motherfuckers at like 3 in the morning because I grind. While you're sleeping and being lazy, I'm going to be doing a live show around 2 or 3 in the morning, teaching games, nonstop. This train don't stop, baby. So think about that shit, man. All right, let's get to Erico 808. 808, what's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, Steven Taekwon? I appreciate
yes,
you,
sir.
Man.
Good game. Good game.
I'm going to straight up just come out the street. I don't want to hold up the line like Buddy did, but straight up. I'm 32, just moved from the Midwest to Hawaii, and I picked up it's crazy change. I picked up a shorty who gave me two red flags. I met her in August, and then September, I had to let her go because I introduced her to my 19-year-old. So she actually lied to me. She told me she was 34, and she was 37. That was the first red flag. So I wind up asking her. I said, keep it real.
Wait, call it. This call is not about the chick you let go, right? It's about somebody else, right?
It's about the same chick that I was going to ask you straight up. I just want to know, Coach. So, Steve, you told us not even 3 months ago, you said, yo, if it ended on good terms, leave the motherfucking candle in the window and let her come through. Mm-hmm. But if it's something bad, cut that motherfucker off.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, how do you feel about a 32-year-old dating a 37-year-old divorcee who got her shit together?
Wait, who's a 32-year-old? Who's a 37-year-old?
I'm the 32-year-old.
You're asking about a 37-year-old divorce? What? You better ask, how do you ride a dolphin? What does that got to do with anything? What does her being a 37-year-old divorcee got to do with anything? I don't understand that shit.
Well, I was asking because you said before you was like, you know, if a woman been divorced, depending on her history of her, you know, her and her husband before.
No. I said do not judge her situation as fact. Just because she got divorced, what the fuck does that got to do with me, though? What, me as in you, what does that got to do with you that she's 37, she's a divorcee?
Real talk.
I mean, all you're doing is fucking, right?
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, I got my passport, she got her passport. Like I told you, she's an aerialics instructor at Hawaii University. She just got offered a job in Rome. Nah, I know they ain't got shit to do with me. No matter where I go, I'm a federal contractor.
You better move in with her?
Yeah, what are you trying to soften this up for? Yeah, you trying to move in with her? What the fuck are you about to do?
I mean, I got to keep it real. I want to fuck with Shorty. So, but at the same time,
How long have you known her for?
September. I've known her since October. August of last year.
So what's so special about her?
Can I keep it real with you?
What else would you keep it? What is so special about her?
On top of that,
Yo, she do meal preps for a nigga. She look out for a person. She come by and clean up my house. My
don't do it. Don't do it.
So she's
don't
doing
do
what she's supposed to do.
She's doing what she's supposed to do.
Why do
you
know
what she's supposed to do? So
minimum.
No, it ain't rewarding her. I'm being real with you guys. I'm going to be honest with you.
She's doing the bare minimum, and you about to, like, she's elevated amongst all other women.
Right.
Why do y'all get all excited because she can pick up some laundry and shit? What's so big about that shit, man? Why are you so excited?
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
You do everything.
I'm going to be honest with y'all, man.
That's normal and expected.
There's a culture difference out here than it is where I'm from.
Oh, listen. I don't give a fuck about culture. It's female nature.
Sir, listen. Sir.
I feel that.
If she's doing all these things, what does a divorcee got to do with shit?
I'm going to be real with you. I'm only asking this because I don't want to be traumatized and be like, I want to give her a child. You know what I'm saying? And be that nigga that parent. And be paying
Trump?
Child support in the future. Let me finish. I make enough money. I already got 4 kids. You know what I'm saying? So I don't pay child support. I just pay their mama rent and take care of what they need for school and all the other purposes. What I'm saying with her is, okay, this motherfucker get alimony. She get child support. I don't know what kind of help she get. That's great. And that's all right. But at the same time, I'm going to be 100% with y'all. I don't want to jump into a real personally, I don't want to jump into a situation with...
Why are you asking
about
relationship?
No, hear me. I'm asking you because I could be childish to the situation and be like, you know, right now I could be childish to the situation. But I'm asking you guys, how do you feel about a young man dating and potentially get into a serious relationship with a married woman?
What did you?
You might be her next victim.
I'm calling you.
Dude, leave her alone. Leave her alone, dog. For
I
real, man.
I appreciate that
leave
info.
Yeah, man. You want some bitch shit, dude? Leave her the fuck alone, man.
How that
you want
some bitch shit?
Because listen, what you're saying.
Listen, you about to be her next victim, not because she's making victims, but because you're ready to be one.
Yeah, look what you're saying. One say she's a divorcee. Other thing, she drives planes or flies planes. Another thing, oh, she's got this, and I don't want to be this. Another thing, well, I want to be. Motherfucker, you like a fucking woman and doesn't know what the fuck she wants.
None but fears, worries, excuses.
Yeah. The fuck?
So leave that bitch alone. Just go ahead and let somebody else
know. No. Here's what you could do as a man. Here's what you could do as a man. Know what you want. Establish what you want. You get it or you don't. On to the next one.
And that's it.
You acting so scary. Why are you so scary, though, man?
Why is that scary? We talking about moving to Rome.
Because you got to hear how you sound, though, bro. How do y'all feel about a man that... Well, her last guy is like, well, what is...
What if this happens? And what if the volcano erupts and a monster comes out of it? That's how you sound.
I'm asking y'all. I'm just asking y'all on some serious shit. I ain't coming to y'all.
Well,
like,
you know why it don't matter? Because it don't matter who the fuck she is. Who you are decides what happens.
All day, every day, son. And you're being
32. I could mess with a bitch and she could straight up tell me, oh, yeah, I used to hit my last nigga.
Of course. Like, I don't give a fuck. You know.
What she thinks she going to put her hands on me?
Nah, there's a difference. There's a difference from I used to hit my last nigga versus, I mean, we talking about somebody who's been married with that woman.
Behavior that was allowed in another space that I don't allow or I don't create an atmosphere for.
You know how many women that I've been with that were married, divorced, breaking up with dudes that dogged them out, smacked them around, and threw shit at them? That treated me like a fucking god. And so I don't understand why would you even ask, for number one, her being a divorcee, worrying about the husband or the ex-husband and shit, you in her pockets. And
I mean, he's dead ass doing what women do. Women do. His last girl, and she, I was on her Instagram and her Facebook, and she was, oh my God, come on, bro. All
right, man.
She got you in your feelings, man. She must have folded the shit out of them clothes. Then.
You in love like a motherfucker.
She must have put something
in that. Man, what, man? She sucked the gooch, nigga. Y'all, I ain't ever had that. I'm be real. Shit, where I'm from, motherfuckers don't go that far.
Oh my, she got Steve. She got him head over his.
You in love.
No, that's why I'm asking, y'all. I'm being real. I'm saying.
Hey, when did you tell her you loved her? When did you tell her you loved her? Come on. What month did you tell her you loved her? Come on. You already
I
told
never
you loved
told her.
Her
I loved her yet.
Come on,
I
man.
I never
you
told her I loved her.
Oh, you ain't tell her yet?
I ain't never.
So
I never told her yet.
You ain't tell her yet? Oh, yeah, you ain't tell her yet.
But why do you want to be in a relationship with her? Why do you want to be in a relationship with her?
I mean, I'm being real with you. I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, this nigga legs in the air, man.
yo, 150,000 a month sound way better than what I'm bringing in by myself.
Oh,
so
man,
on top of that.
Hey, Carla, man, stop being a loser, man. Get out of her pocket. Get out of her pocket, dog. I'm going to hang up on you because you're being a loser. All right, area code 708, you up in the 917. 718, what's your question, man? 708, I'm sorry. 708.
So, hey, I have a question on, like, how you become a better, like,
Gucci
public
mate?
Speaker?
I know, but, like, what? Hey, what? Do what? How you do what?
How you become a better public speaker?
How you become a father figure?
A better public speaker.
A better public speaker? Okay, speak to us. What do you want to talk to us about?
Well, I'm bored. I'm in the crowd. I'm bored.
Hold on,
I'm like, damn, that's
nigga
really
go here. Hold on.
Why is he not saying anything, mister? So, what's up?
All right. I talked to you about some, what's in front of me? I talked to you about some damn scissors, all right? You know,
this what you want to say?
You going to talk about who?
I said,
man,
who the fuck are you at? The fucking, the behind the alleyway? Dog, you are in a professional setting right now. In the front of a crowd,
wait,
and they public speaking. Go ahead.
All right. So this is how you make money. All right. You find something that you.
This is how you make money. All right. All right. So if Bill Gates is in the crowd, you think he's listening to you?
Nah. Probably not.
Dang. All right, great. Now run it back. Start it over.
Yeah,
right, it sounds like you got your topic. Now run it back. Start it over.
Go ahead. What you got, bro?
You ain't even introduce
yourself. This is how you
no
make
hook, no hook, no punch.
Find something that you can get $10 for. Any job. That can be cutting grass, mowing lawn. You know, that's the same thing. Shoveling snow, fixing tires.
Caller. Hi, everybody. My name is Robert. I hope everybody is doing fine. I just want to let you know. I hope everything is fine. Well, the reason why you're here today is I want to talk to you about lawn mowing. But the thing before I get into lawn mowing, I want to let you guys know. When I was a little lad, you know, when I was really young, I really was looking for a job and everything, and I just learned how to cut grass. And you see what I'm saying? That's how you
there goes public speaking.
Yeah, but this is you.
A story, yeah. a purpose, a clarity, an introduction. I am. Here's why we're here. Because, see, in public speaking, there's two things. There's need to know, N-E-E-D, and then there's neat to know, N-E-A-T. Is it need to know or neat to know?
Right.
That's it.
Right. No, there's nothing wrong with cutting grass. We're saying, call it, but you're coming off like this. Hey, all right, man. Hey, man, y'all got any more hot sauce in this motherfucker? Yeah, I'm going to get some chillies on this shit like that.
Yeah, do stand-up, bro. You be good stand-up. I don't know about public speaking, man.
Nah, look. So basically, I just got this position. Like, they put me in this position so I speak to, like, high schoolers and stuff like that. And,
all right, what you
going
to say to high schoolers? About what? What you saying about the high schoolers about what?
I don't know if you were speaking to rats and roaches.
They just want me to talk to them about, like, character development and, you know,
things like that. Tie in our two high schoolers. Tie over on the other side talking to some women.
Surfers Dweller High. We in the classroom sitting down. What's going on?
Hold on. No, make it cool.
We had DU, Dwelling University, man.
Cause I gotta like prepare, like, you know.
Are you a speaker or not?
You gotta be a speaker. Come on, you a speaker or not?
That's what I'm saying. Bring
what you have to the table.
No, we got you. No, we high schoolers. Hey, Ty.
Right now. As soon as action goes, you better be ready to get in the fucking character. Yeah. Action.
All right. So, how many of y'all play video games?
I do.
Okay, y'all.
I do.
How much time do you spend on those games?
Oh, I spend all day. Other than fucking women, I play video games. And I watch TV. I watch a lot of sci-fi. I watch The Boys. I watch a lot of sci-fi shows. But I love playing Call of Duty, Madden, and Battlefield.
Okay, well, think about it like this. All that time you spend in video games, that's not getting you no money, right?
Who the fuck are you to tell me what the fuck? Wait. How you going to tell me?
How you going to assume I'm making money? How you going to assume I'm not making money from what I'm doing? I'm gonna give you real college players' lessons right now. There's something called rhetorical sensitivity. It's knowing who you're talking to.
Uh-huh.
You're rhetorically sensitive. You know your crowd. You know your audience. And you treat them like humans. The eye contact can be important during public speaking, looking at people for a certain period of time, walking around the room. Showing presence on the stage, being open and fluid with your movements, and then you're talking to another human being. This kid just told you all that shit about his life. You ain't have nothing to say about what he just said, even if you could make it a joke from it. Well, that's a bit too much information, but I'm glad you decided to share with us today. Now, are you making money from what you like? Get engaged, bro. You sound like you're reading a script.
Right.
I've only done it like three times, every single time I had a little person, you're talking to a public speaker right now,
so I can really get you the nitty gritty.
Yeah, caller, you gonna talk about do the video game thing again. Let me be the speaker, okay? Hey, how you doing, right, guys? My name is Steve Williams. I just wanted to say something to you guys out there. I know there's a lot of gamers out there. Is anybody gamers? Can you hold your hands up? Anybody that play games?
I'm raising my hand.
Oh, okay. You play. Hey, sir. You over there? What game do you play, sir?
2K, Fortnite.
Oh, you play Fortnite. Okay. What, how are you on the battle royale when it comes to Fortnite?
I go crazy.
Oh, are you a top 10, top 5 player?
You can say that.
Oh, okay, so that tells me, and you know what? I love asking this question because it sounds like you put a lot of dedication into being a top 5 or top 10 player in Fortnite.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. Remember, when I was small, I used to play, if it was pin dodgeball, army dodgeball, paper football, I would always put time in things. But what I started to realize as I was growing older, I had to start shifting my mind a little bit and start putting more time into things that are more important. Not to say that playing video games is not important, because that's something you love to do, and I'm not here to tell you not to play games. But what I'm here to talk to you guys about is managing time, because time is very, very important. And if you want to be someone to survive, because is this similar to 12th graders or 11th grade? What's the age group?
It's 9 through 12.
Okay, 9 through 12. So depending on what I'm talking on, I would tell, you know. Listen, play games.
Do you catch why that matters? Because this is a kid that's just getting into high school, and a kid that's about to graduate.
There you go.
You understand that?
Yeah.
See, even as a public speaker, these are things that matter. Who's my audience? How old are they? What's the statistics on percentage of students from this high school that go to college? What colleges do they tend to go to? Do they tend to stay in state? I need all this. I'm using all. I'm world research before I even approach them.
And I'm interacting. You know, you need to interact with them.
Exactly.
And kind of ping off of them, and let them. And that's the only way you'll keep their attention, by interacting with them.
Exactly.
But also, don't be walking with a stick up your ass and shit. Be a little bit laid back, because they find you more interesting. They find you more interesting knowing that, wow, he looks old as shit, but he's still a gamer. and he still can maintain his regular life and play
right. games. And it's natural and professional. You see what I'm saying, Carla? It wasn't, all right, well, you know, all right, shit. All right, fuck, like, goddamn. Like, all right, but y'all niggas play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, okay.
Before we even get into the context of what the fuck you talking about, do you see how it was handled?
Yeah, see how
yeah.
I did that, brother?
Yeah.
So we got to call us a grab, brother. But just, hey, look, call back. Come up with a public speaking. Call back in a few minutes and talk to us, okay?
I appreciate y'all.
All right. Hey, and don't, stop being like, what's up, y'all? I mean, come on, man. Oh, what did he say, for real? Or what did he say? Y'all, what did he say? I forgot what he was.
It's good, dog.
What's good, 917? What's good, dog, 917? What's good?
What's good,
okay.
Dog?
Yeah, y'all talking to real official public speaker right here, man. Like,
yeah.
Do this shit, man. Real life shit, man. Real life shit.
So you guys hear me?
Yeah, what's your question?
Hey, go ahead.
All right, so you guys often talk about becoming a free thinker, and I'm beginning to understand that for myself in terms of, like, I'll get a negative thought or a thought of procrastination, and I won't identify with that no more. Like, I'll be able to separate that from my action and say, all right, that's a thought of my old self. I'm still going to take action, right? So my question is, what would be the next step to that? And become a free thinker. Would it be
because you're still
not
thinking
having those
of
negative thoughts no more, or just continuing to not identify with them?
Caller, you haven't moved anywhere. Let me tell you what the mind. Okay, let me show you what the mind does. The mind will give you enough room to leave the prison, to walk around the yard, but there is also a wall that you don't see, because what you don't realize, you're still stuck in your past. Because every time you say something to go forward, you keep looking back at your past and trying to balance out what you're doing now versus what you did back then. So you're not really doing anything. You're just still going in your circle, dog. You're not growing.
Mm.
I mean, any sense? See, remember what did you
say? Comparison to the past that keeps you stuck.
Yeah, right? You don't care. Right, I don't compare that shit. I see a squirrel. I'm like, all right, fuck that squirrel. I'm going to keep fucking moving. Your thing is, damn, that squirrel fucking threw a nut at me the other day. Motherfucking squirrel. You see what I'm saying? You compare it.
Mm-hmm.
So right. the fact that you're comparing your past doesn't mean you're not moving anywhere. See, what the mind does is it gives you a shift. Like Ty always says, go deep, not wide. Well, you're going wide. You're not going deep because you're going wide left or wide right, you're still not going deep. You're just going in a kind of like in a circle. That's all you're doing. You're not going deep. So your mind. So when you're looking at your past or judging your past still, because you're saying this. Well, oh my God, I did this. Well, hey, I didn't do that yesterday. Back in my past, I didn't do that. You've already failed because you're comparing something that you cannot control versus something you can control right now. Ty, you got it.
No, I was going to say just that, bro. Like, I'm telling y'all, go deep, not wide, man. I missed your first point, though. What's the first thing you said when you came in?
That I'm beginning to understand free thinking for myself in terms of, like, if I will get a thought of procrastination. So let's say, right, I'm a music artist. Let's say I get that thought of, oh, I don't want to record today. I can identify that thought and identify that that's not working towards my future. So I don't fall into that trap of, oh, I don't want to record, I don't feel like it, I'm tired, and I'll still be like, all right, let me record today.
But
so I don't fall into that trap. Like, I can identify my thoughts.
But listen, I identify. Remember, okay, game is thought and behavior going in one direction. If you're just identifying with thought and there's no behavior, then you're still stuck.
Right, I was about to say, where's your action?
Yeah, where's the action to the thought, brother?
No, I'm saying I'll take the action with it. But, like, so when I get that thought of, oh, I should stop recording, I'm tired of this, I say, nah, that's the part of me, that's the old me. That's the one that doesn't want a good future.
But wait. Okay, but look, wait. What do you recognize? Okay, why do you have to recognize the old you? As soon as you recognize the old you, you are taking the spotlight.
I'm becoming the old me, right?
Well, no, I'm not saying you're becoming. You're putting the spotlight on some shit that you don't need to put. You don't need to talk about the old you because that's
irrelevant.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with you, man. That's where the mind does that. It makes you think you're going forward, but you're just stagnant still because you keep looking at your
running in place.
Right, right.
Yeah, you guys are 100% right. I do. It's like I won't.
There's nothing to talk about there. I'm moving forward. There's nothing to talk about behind me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing back there for me.
So
that was and I am.
Yes, you're not the board. See, you're busy looking at the opponent and the pieces. You're not looking at the board. The board controls everything, and it controls the pieces and the opponent. So you must be the board. But what you're doing is you're looking at either the pieces or the opponent. You keep looking at them versus creating the board. What square is the rule of movement? What square is the rule of movement moving forward? Okay.
So can I give you an example of how I could better myself in that way? So
Stop talking about your past. Stop recognizing something that is none of your business. Your past is over. It's none of your business. Unless you want to use it to go forward, but it's got to be a positive forward. You can't look at, well, ha, that was the old motherfucker me. Fuck you over there. You know, then guess what?
Yeah, yeah.
When you're talking shit, if you're thinking about a woman, she's renting space in your mind, right? But if you're talking about your older shitty self, who's renting space in your mind? That shitty person.
My older shitty self. Yep.
Yeah, you evicted motherfucker.
Right. Okay? I appreciate the perspective and the insight from you guys, and keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate all the help and making the men better men.
Yeah. Wait. Let me see this. Oh, we got. All right, brother. We throw you in. I thought I could just graze past my fucking cake ass eyes. Read this shit again. But why people feel like they need to be a king, they need to be a millionaire. What's wrong with just having all your bills paid and being a grandpa?
Hey, that works for you.
Yeah, that works.
Why? Why are you worried about what other people want?
Yeah, get out their pockets, Brown. Get out people's pockets. Worry about yourself. Yeah, that's the problem. Everybody's worried about the next man. The reason we worry about the next man is that's what we do for a living. So area code 602.
Yeah,
602.
She was
going to
pull up that lunch earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to hang up on you.
Hello.
Last time, hello. Okay, yeah, I guess, okay. All right, 602, hello. Going once, going twice.
Hey,
all right. Okay, area code 510, what's your question? How can we help you?
Hello, fellas. I'm back.
Who are you?
I just called like
about what?
Minutes ago.
What'd you call about? We forgot about you. So what'd you call about?
About separating my emotions from how I interact with others.
Wait,
remember that? You remember that?
Who was he?
I remember that.
Yeah, who are you?
It's good. I'll just start over then.
Are you the guy that's scared to go outside your door and talk to Susie next door?
Nah, it was a short one. I was saying, like, I find when I'm happy, I don't assert myself as much as when I'm angry.
All right, what's your question, man?
You the one that's saying, like, you allow people to get away with things depending on your mood or some shit?
Yeah.
All right, what's your question? I
was reflecting on what y'all said, and I thought of some follow-up questions. And then while I was in the queue, I kind of realized those were things I should probably just think through myself and figure out. But realistically, I wasn't going to take action right now. So I figured I'd call back and either go through my thought process or like, if y'all just
all right, brother,
what
is your question, man?
You're giving us the whole narration and interlude and all that.
What's your question, brother?
Okay, so my question is more so instead of how do I separate my emotions from how I react to others, I think my issue is more how do I separate my emotions from how I express myself.
How do you express yourself?
Well, it depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay, well, tell us, who you express yourself to? Is this got to do with a girl?
I mean, girls and other people.
All right, good. Okay, got a girl. Okay, what girl? Hey, who is she? Do you have her phone number?
I mean,
no, yes or no, girls? Dude. You want to express yourself to a girl? Do you have her phone number?
I mean, I guess there's one girl I was DMing.
Okay, yeah, do you have her number?
I have.
Yes or no? Yes, I have a number. No, I don't. Do you have a number?
No.
Okay, you're lying to me. I'm hanging up on you because you're lying.
He's lying. He was bitching because he knew what you was going to ask him to do.
Exactly. 602. What's your question?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Steve? What's up, Ty? How you guys doing?
What's good, bro, brother? What's up?
What's good, game? What's good?
Hey, I had a question. How do I de-escalate, like, a woman's attraction for me without, like, damaging her?
De-escalate a woman's attraction towards me?
What the fuck does that mean, de-escalate a contraction?
Why do you have to do that?
Well, because I met this girl a couple of days ago, and...
Why do you have to do that? Because...
I would feel... bad, like she, I don't know, did something crazy.
Right, okay. How old are you?
31.
All right, do you really want to do this shit? You really want the answer? Or you just want to fuck around? You want to really solve this shit?
Nah, I do.
Oh, you really want to solve it? Okay, let's call her right now, and we're going to tell you what to say to de-escalate it. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So what needs to be de-escalated about a woman you just met? Your feelings? Are you falling in love with the bitch?
I kind of been leading her on a little bit.
Okay, then call her. All right, then call her up right now and tell her I've been leading you on. Let her know that you've been leading her on, and that you need to tell her your intentions. Go ahead and call her right now.
Okay.
All right, you got 20 seconds because I know you got her on speed dial, so you got 20 seconds.
I don't got her on speed dial, but 1 second.
Well, go ahead,
got
20 seconds. Hey, we'll be quiet. You let her know you've been telling. Let's see what you're going to do. 929, you're next. It's 708. We got. All right, come on, man. You got 20 seconds. Let's go. Do that shit.
Sorry, 1 sec. I'm not sure if my brother's phone. Let me see. Here I go. Keypad. Okay. Hold on. Let me pull her number up. Okay.
Takes you this long to call somebody that's living rent free in your head?
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, Gashaw.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's Ruben.
Oh my God! I shouldn't ask you.
Why? What's up?
Nothing. I'm just saying. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling to, like, let you know that, like, I feel kind of bad because I feel like I've been leading you on, you know?
Okay. Hey, what are you trying to say?
You know, like, pretty much, like, I have a girlfriend, you know?
Okay. That's cool. Cool, bro.
What's up?
It's cool, bro.
Oh, it's cool? Okay, what's up, Sub? Where are you at? What are you doing?
It doesn't matter.
Where are you at?
You should have told me that. Oh, thank you.
What's up?
You should have told me that.
I shouldn't have told you?
You shouldn't.
Well, you know, I don't want to be doing...
Yeah, you can't just play with people's minds, you know that, right?
I know, I wasn't trying to, you know.
What? You should have said that in the beginning.
I should have, you're right. It just happened kind of fast, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
But, all right, well, I'll talk to you later, or I'll see you around, see you at the gym or something.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, bye.
602. Well,
Steve, you got it?
Yeah,
no. Yep. 602. You call that bitch back right now. Check this out, baby. You know, I got a woman. Let me make it up to you. Let me come over there and let me make it up to you right now. Fuck right. That. You ain't got any money. Stop being scary, man.
The thing is.
Carlos, do you know what to say? Hold on. You know what to say.
Listen. You know what to say to her? Say, listen. I should have told you the truth. Let me make it up to you. Let me come over there and make it up right now.
All right. Okay. Hold
let
on.
Me,
I'm
let me
call
let
back.
Me see that sexy
straight
body.
Straight yeah, up, Carlos.
Straight up. Let me see that sexy body that you work out at the gym. Let's do something tonight.
All right.
Say that shit, dog. Stand on that shit, dog. We got you.
Stand on it.
We got you, dog.
I'm sorry, but the person you called.
All right, she's ignoring the calls now.
All right, wait.
Call back. It might be on Do Not Disturb or some shit. Call back.
Yeah, call back and leave her a voice message. Just call back and leave a voice message.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I guess I can't leave a voicemail. All
right, well,
I think she's blocking.
Yeah, she probably blocked. Why didn't you just tell her?
No, I didn't even about that, bro. She said no thank you when you said that.
Why didn't you just tell her from the get-go that you had somebody?
Well, like,
you tell her that you fucking lied to her about not having a girlfriend. You fucked? You fucked?
I kind of hinted.
Paula, you fuck?
We messed around a lot. We messed around
Paula,
pretty
you
heavy.
Fuck. Did you fuck or not? What is messing around, bro? Why are we trying to use
I didn't, I didn't smash. No, I didn't smash.
So what is messing around?
Kissing?
Like, Mac, we were busting a Mac, you know, like I fingered her, you know, like just messing around.
At your big age.
Wait. That's high school shit.
I know.
Why you ain't fun?
Well, because like I said in the phone call, like I have a girl, you know, and like it,
why
like,
didn't
all
you
this
fuck at the finger? What the fuck happened?
Just like I don't know, man.
Dude, why did you tell her you had somebody and this could have been
solved,
dog?
Oh, you know, I know it was wrong, and going forward, like I ain't gonna make that.
You
want to
give her a bullshit answer? Things happen kind of fast. Do you know women say that when they get caught cheating?
Yes, that's what women say, dog. You supposed to be like, look.
That's what women say. Everything just happens so fast.
Hey,
look,
you know,
I got a girl. I just want to let you know, fuck it, we good. What we doing? And if she didn't like it, all right, take care. You want to get back at me, let me know. Bye. Boom.
Yeah.
Wait. I just didn't know that. That's all you kept saying, man.
Yeah, I shut up.
I'm new to all this stuff, man. I ain't even going to lie. No, it's embarrassing, but, yeah, I'm new to all this. Like, I just started finding myself and, you know, like, started pulling and,
dog, you got to be a man, dog, and tell them you have someone. Let them know that you have somebody.
Man,
and let them
you could have fucked her. You could have fucked her with your girlfriend if you was running shit, right?
For real, though, man. Come on. Let's get this thing going.
Yeah,
let me guess. Your girlfriend don't know you out here messing around, right?
Doesn't.
She don't know, right?
She doesn't know. That was actually going to be my next question.
Of course.
I was going to ask. You know, I know you guys don't like to be asked your guys' opinion on things, but I just respect your guys' insight. And I'm wondering, like, how do you guys feel about taking things to the grave, you know, with, like, your girl?
All right. That's good. Take it to the grave. All right.
You a snake. You a slimy-ass nigga, bro. Of course you got to take it to the grave.
Take it to the grave. Exactly. You fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, hey, man, you had a chance, dog. I didn't know you were going to, like, tell her that shit. All right,
yeah,
man.
I didn't know you was going to say that. I thought you was going to I don't know. Maybe you told her. I thought maybe he told her he wanted to be in a relationship with her when he just wanted to fuck. This nigga said, I got a girlfriend. Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn, dog. Come on, man. All right, 602, we'll throw you back in, man. Good luck to you. Air code 929. This is 708, 929. What's up, brother?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Yo, Gigatron.
What
did he say? Hold on, let me call him back. I don't know what the fuck he said. He's like, oh, wait, that's the wrong guy. That's the wrong guy. I was let's call that bitch back. Hey, we got to call this guy back because we couldn't understand what he was saying. So it's we're gonna do the right thing. Because you do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. He waited so long. I mean.
Please leave your message for 92922.
Oh, you lucky, bitch ass motherfucker. All right, air code 708. How can we help you, sir? What's up?
I was the public speaking nigga.
Okay, we're in the audience. All right, go. We're in the audience at gym and everything. So Ty, you know what? You know, I really want to smash Miss Crabtree. She's so sexy today. I mean, I know a student should be messing with teachers, but Ty. I'm sorry, we got the speaker. Shh, be quiet. Okay, speaker.
All right, y'all. So I'm pulling out some of the note cards that y'all, left for me last week. So this topic that we're going to be talking about is why are drugs bad?
Who the fuck are you, sir? Who are you? You didn't introduce yourself to us. We don't know you. Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
They are.
Take two.
Me, right?
Cut. Take two. Will you fucking introduce yourself to them dumb gas kids, please?
They already know me, man.
I don't give a fuck.
Why would you not even?
Yeah, and why you? And why
come
you,
in with some proper decorum, man?
Yes, and when you're saying that, make sure you look at them sexy teachers and smile a little bit. The female ones, sir, not the males. Okay, here we go. And action.
All right. What's up, y'all? I'm Mr.
What's
C.
What's up, y'all?
You know what I'm saying? So,
as soon as you say that, they're going to be like, yo, we called the wrong man.
sir, I'm
God.
From Beverly Hills. What is he talking about? I'm a Pisces. Why would you say that? Oh, my God. Is he from the street?
Is this a rap video? In my area, we don't even be talking all that proper stuff, bro.
Is this BET? Wait a second. Is this Black Entertainment? I mean, what's going on, man? Can you fucking talk proper?
I'm leaving the building after that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, stop being so goddamn hood, man. Come on. You know what? Listen, if you do it good in raggedy schools and you do it well enough, they're gonna move you up to nice schools. So you got to.
He ain't even thinking. Next thing you know, you'd be speaking at events.
Yeah, exactly. So come on, dog.
All right. What's up, you guys?
What's up?
My name is Mr. C.
Guys.
And you know, today we're going to be talking about why drugs are bad, okay?
Well, my auntie is on drugs. She sells her body on the street for drugs.
Well, you know, everybody got to make their money, you know what I'm saying? But to each their own, okay? So, but I'm talking to y'all right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about your mom. I'm not talking about your auntie, okay? So let me tell you this. 37% of high school students weed, okay? Even when I was in ninth grade, I was smoking, right? And that led up to even when I was in
college.
Yes, sir.
Why were you smoking drugs? My teacher always told us drugs are bad, and only bad people smoke drugs. Why were you smoking drugs, sir?
Now, this is a common misconception, okay? Most people think that drugs are bad because most people abuse drugs.
I can smoke crack? Is it okay to smoke crack? Is that the misconception?
Let's talk about specifically weed right now, because I don't deal with crack, cocaine, or none of that other stuff, okay? Yeah, nah, we don't do that.
Oh, you mean
we already
sticky,
know
the
downside.
They call that the sticky icky.
Oh, my God. Carly, you ain't ready, man. Next caller, man.
Okay. All right, Carly, hang in.
Hey, ready. Next caller.
All right, Eric goes. We about to wrap this up. 912, what's up, man? Nine one two going once. 912 going twice. 912, we're hanging up on you. All right. Well, what did we learn today? Oh, man.
That is it, man. He said, I can't go outside. It's 9 o'clock.
My
You're 17.
Daddy. Oh,
in the summer.
Fair, Dad. It's not fair.
Man, you couldn't keep me in the house in the summer.
For real. I mean,
at that age, if I wasn't already doing something, coming from work, going to work, doing something.
Yeah, they knew we would do. Hey, the parents knew we was fucking around. Hey, look. Hey, just right, wear your rubbers. Look. What time you think you coming in? I might be at about, keep the back door unlocked and shit.
Right. Yeah, I got to tell them what time I should be back by, two or three or something like that.
Just keep the back door. I want to wake y'all up. Just keep the back door.
Wait a minute, you coming back tonight?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I should be. I should be back tonight. That's the kind of conversation you get when you move like a man at a young age. And your parents know you, and they could know you could trust you. You're a responsible motherfucker.
Yes. Last call, 719. Last call. What's up, man?
What's going on?
So
my
name
is Ty.
What's your question?
Hey, so I got an ex that's back home. So I'm currently living in Arizona right now. So, but she says she got a boyfriend. And
let's call her right now and let her know. Hey, when can you go fuck? Can you fuck tomorrow or Saturday? When can you smash?
She's not gonna answer, dog. She's not gonna answer like that.
Wait, come on. Wait, excuse me, sir. How do you know she ain't gonna answer? Well, we're going to call her now and say some man shit versus the shit you were saying. So, come on. Are you ready to fuck? Wait. You want to fuck or you want to tell us your feelings?
Well, I'm located in Arizona. She's in Colorado.
Okay. Did you say she's in town?
No.
Oh, my God. This nigga worried about a bitch across the border.
All right. What's your question,
man? Well, so how do I get her back?
Okay, listen.
What you going to do when you get her back?
I'm going to pack up my shit and go right back to Colorado.
How old are you, man?
Oh, my motherfucking God. You move for some pussy?
Yeah, how old are you, big dog?
Straight up.
How old are you?
26.
Okay, you know what's so good? The guy she's fucking right now and they laughing about your ass?
No, he just busts all in her mouth, man.
Yeah, right now,
you rushing to pack your bags and move into that.
He's smashing that ass.
Bro, he's lame.
All right, what if she said this to him? Hey, yo, hey, baby, I got this guy who's so obsessed with me that if all I got to do is tell him I like him, he will move over here. He like, damn, for real? We should rob that nigga. And she gonna be like, oh, my God, don't say that. Oh, we're gonna rob his stupid ass. We're gonna teach him a lesson. Tell him to come see you tonight or Saturday and watch he gonna do it.
All right, here, let's call him. Let's rob
his bitch ass. Tell him to come over. She gonna call you. You're gonna be happy that you see her name on your phone. And she would say, come see me Saturday, I miss you. You're going to say, all right, I got to call off for work Saturday. And listen, you think the scenario I'm saying is a joke, but this is the level of control she has over you. And you was proud to say it. I said you would move for some pussy. You said, yup, and I stand on it. You was really proud to be a
dickhead.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what's so great about it?
Absolutely. Go ahead, man. You lucky that ain't my girl, man.
Hey, F Taekwondo. Hey, you know what? You're my guy. Because guess what? When I'm with your girl, and I know there's a new 8K 60, 70-inch TV, guess who's going to be paying for that shit?
Everybody. Yeah, ask him to buy you a few. Ask him to buy these shoes this size.
Hey, Todd's going to be like this.
And say that's for your cousin. You gave your little cousin birthday.
Hey, Todd's going to be like this.
Man, I'll be extorting the fuck out your goofy ass.
Todd's going to be like this. You know what? I want to get a TV.
Hey, wait. So are we going to call her or no?
No. You're a loser. I don't want you to call her. You're
okay.
A loser. Yeah, hang up on us, man. Thank you. Hang
Please,
up on us,
save yourself,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, save yourself, man. We're just letting you know. I'm just letting you know.
That's
that
crazy, bro. Chad, 26.
Yeah.
She has another man probably hitting that shit raw. She gargling his nuts on in a four-point stance for that man. And you were rushed to move back to that. And she won't even answer your phone. She won't even answer your phone, but you will proudly and willingly say, I'll move if she wanted me to. For a woman who won't even answer your phone call.
Oh, my God, dog. What the fuck? Oh,
damn. Damn, that's powerful, Chad.
Yes, yes. I got, hey, Dad, I'm going to go like you. I'm going to talk to my guys for a few minutes and shit to wrap it up on my end. All right. Dad, but I appreciate it.
All right, let me tap out, man. We put in 4 hours today, man.
Shout out to the dojo, all the motherfucking Taekwondo motherfuckers. We love you over here, man. We got love for the dojo.
Man, mindset, man. We in the dojo of the mind, man.
Yes, we in this motherfucker, man. We in this motherfucker.
All right, Steve, take it easy, man.
All right, 100, I'm going to holler at you guys. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. That was my dog, Taekwondo, guys. Let's get something real quick. Shout out to Agenda Ruthless. Want to say to y'all guys, if you're in the U.K., if you're overseas, we're going to do a live show at around probably like 3 East or 4 East. I'll set it up. Y'all get the notifications. And don't, if you miss the show, we'll post it. But we're going to talk about, while I'm driving tonight, we're going to discuss the chessboard. We're going to talk a little bit about the chessboard, okay? We're going to discuss the power of the board and how the board operates everything, and especially moving her where you want to go, all right? Rules of the chessboard. So we're going to do that live in about maybe 5 hours, I guess about in 4 hours. We're going to go live, okay? We're going to do that live, okay? Just want to let everybody know, man. Appreciate my dogs out here. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a live Riding with the Dean. Y'all know we do it live. We always kicking, but I want to always like to do something for my guys overseas and stuff. All my dogs that are overseas that can't catch the show like y'all guys in the Americas do. I like to sometimes do some hit and run joints for those guys overseas driving at 3 a.m. showing you that this game just don't sleep. Game don't sleep, the game move, okay? And that's what we want you guys to know, okay? So appreciate all you guys. And real quick, if there's any questions that y'all have real quick, we'll take a few questions and then we'll wrap it up. But if anybody has any questions, let me know, okay? All right, any of y'all got questions, let us know. We got you covered, all right? We got any questions y'all got. We'll close off the phone lines and stuff. That was Todd. We got great love. That's our dog right there.